So Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, has decided to cut the police force by 6,000 officers. I've lived there twice. I wanted to ask a friend of mine in New York City right now what the situation is and what he thinks.
Well, what Adams says is that he doesn't have a choice about it. He says that he's forced by law to cut other city services in order to provide services for these migrants. What's clear enough is that people in New York City are finally getting a real illustration of what it means to be a sanctuary city. So it isn't just a virtue signaling game anymore. Now it's real. People feel it and they can see that it's injuring the city and things are about to get worse.
I remember with you, we lived in and out of New York together out of college. Are things better or worse than they were in the Giuliani and post-Giuliani days?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's all a matter of taste. If you're into a disorder and a greater frequency of the smell of human excrement, stuff like that, it's much better now. I guess that's how I feel. I still love New York City. Actually, the city's in kind of a perilous state.
Thank you. So that fellow really is my best friend from college. I am a Virginian, but I'm also a Jew. I'm also a second-generation American. And so I am a New Yorker, too. And maybe you are. The city spent $1.5 billion in 2003 on illegal migrants. They are expected to spend $11 billion in 2024 and 2025. New York is beautiful. It's wonderful. But it's not safe. And I often wonder, to what extent do Democrats thrive upon and profit from and create misery and fear? This is News Talk 1100 WCGA in wonderful coastal Georgia.